doing a coffee song from 1964. It's Java, and it's one of his biggest hits. And he, you know, he sold 50 million records for RCA. He's dead now. So Steve's here in the background. Where do you get this information? I tell you, I work with smart people. Hey, I got a smart person on line three. Her name is Lee Kessler.
Lee, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm just great. Sounds like you're having fun.
Are you kidding? I'll tell you, this is Friday. We're having Friday Follies.
Okay.
Now, Lee Kessler, tell everybody what you do and why.
Well, I'm an actress for years and years, but I've landed myself in the middle of a Homeland Security debate because I've written a couple of novels.
I see that, yes. Share the titles, please.
White King and the Doctor and the new release, the sequel, White King Rising.
Okay, so the first one came out when, Lee?
2005.
All right, and so how long does it take you to put a novel together?
Well, that one took about a year, about 3 months in heavy writing and about a year.
Heavy writing. So that means the pen has taken a mind of its own and taking you behind closed doors to get the gist and the content into the page.
Yes, because I had done the research. These are based on actual events.
Exactly. Well, by the way, you can check out some of this, what we're talking about right now, at whitekingrising.com. At least that's where I went.
Yes.
That's exactly right. So tell us the premise. I mean, you're going to have to go back to the first book, though.
Yes. The premise. These are through the point of view of the real-life mastermind of Al-Qaeda. So I was looking at our current events that we were experiencing and a divided America becoming more divided. And through his point of view, connecting the dots from the actual enemy, a different picture emerges. So I started to write stories based upon his background, what his motivations might be, connecting the dots to reveal to Americans when they read it what's really happening and not just what they're seeing on the news, but what's really happening. Then it started proving true, and that's when the debate started and attention started coming my direction here.
I'll tell you what, this is, I mean, you do the research, but you're obviously very, very personally interested in all of this. I mean, that had to be the first impetus.
Yes, I think every one of us after 9/11 was, very aware.
Oh, boy.
Huge issues, and I wanted to help. I just wanted to know how I could help. My background, because I've been an actress for so long, I've had the opportunity to play real people.
Right.
And when you do that, it's a little bit different. And I was able to bring something to the table that maybe most people wouldn't have and that they might have missed. And that's all I was doing, was trying to make it more understandable and a way for us to win.
Hey, Lee Kessler is our guest, by the way. And we're talking about a couple of books that are out there. When did the latest come out?
Just this year. We released it in January.
And so I guess they're everywhere.
Yes, and that one was coming true even as we were releasing it. In fact, this week, the Secretary of State's discussion about the drug cartel south of the border being insurgencies, that was all laid out early on in the very first chapters of this second book. So I had evaluated that in advance, that there was a conspiracy that was going to be developing that was going to hit us hard from down there. So,
boy, you're a national treasure. We got to keep your brain happy.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Lee Kessler's our guest, not only a great imagination, but the logic is profound.
Yes, well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, the third one, you're working on it?
Yes, I didn't initially anticipate it because in the second book, the solution is there of how we win. There is a way to defeat this and bring ourselves back and restore our country. But I realized in book signings, as questions were coming up, that there was one question unanswered yet. So there is going to be a third in the trilogy of The White King, yes.
It's out now, guys and gals. Go get it. Lee Kessler. Hey, where are you at today?
I'm in Montana.
Oh, my goodness. Beautiful up there.
Oh, it's magnificent. It's,
or is it down there? What's your elevation? I really don't know.
Well, I'm only at 2,500 feet, but I'm near Glacier Park. So.
I got you beat. I'm at 6,000. Come on.
Yeah, well, I'm in what's called a banana belt.
No, that's great. Lee Kessler, you're welcome here anytime. It's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you. It's been great.
Thanks for coming on.
Okay.
I'm going to get the books, but not right now. I'm putting them in the coffee news giveaway.
Okay.
Coming up pretty soon. Got to move here. It's Friday. Got lots of stuff to give away, so stay tuned.
All right. Keep having fun there.
Now you've listened to the Bargain Radio Network, 11 a.m. to 2.